Today's daf is Menachas Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are about 15 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Omar Rovin Bar Chinina, Omar Ula, Omar Rab Chanin. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema, Fachava Miriam Basmalka Freda, Shloime Ben Chayaleah, Rachel Bas Henya, Rivka Yitl Bas Rachel, and Edel Nechama Bas Batsheva. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Tova Rivka Esther Bas Yisrael Yeshua, and David Aharon ben Simcha Yosef. So we're moving along in Perek HaKoymetz Rabba, dealing with sugyas not related to Menachas, but rather sugyas related to Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas. The Gemara, on the top of Daf Lamed Amid Beis, brought a long braisa, and in that braisa, there was a discussion with regards to a sofer that's writing a Sefer Torah, and he was toya b'shem. What does that mean? He accidentally omitted the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, how exactly does he insert the name? Now, it's interesting. If a sofer is writing a Sefer Torah, and he forgets to write a word, you can insert that word, bein hashitin, in between the lines. But being that we're dealing with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's an assumption that maybe it's inappropriate to put the name Bein Hashitin. So the question is, what is exactly are you supposed to do? And the Braisa brought five opinions. The first opinion was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Goyrer es masha kosav, v'toyla es masha garar, v'koysav es hashem al mokim agra. A fun pshat. He said, what you do is you scrape away, you erase the word right next to the Shem Hashem that you wrote. Then you write the Shem Hashem on the Mokum Hagrar. What about that word that you now removed? You toila that word. So you're not going to be toila the Shem Hashem. You're going to write the Shem Hashem b'mokum where the word next to it was written, and you're going to be toila that other word that you've since erased. Rabbi Yossi said, "Av toila nes Hashem." You don't have to make it so complicated. You're allowed to be toila the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchok said, "I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but I'm going to take it a step further. You don't have to wait until the ink dries, then be goyrer, and then do what Rabbi Yehuda suggested. But you could do it while the ink is even moist, while it's lach, you could be meichik the koisif." Reb Shimon Shazuri said that I agree with Rabbi Yossi that you could be toila the Shem. However, I want to tweak it. You can't be toila the entire Shem. You could be toila the entire Shem, but you can't be toila miktsas of the Shem. So if you're going to be toila the entire Shem, that's going to be okay. But if you can end up being toila miktsas, that's not okay. The poskim say, incidentally, you see from the words of Reb Shimon Shazuri, that when it comes to other words in the Torah, if you want to be toila miktsas of a word, it's going to be okay. The kpeda Reb Shimon Shazuri says is, tafka when you're dealing with the Shem Hashem. And then finally, Reb Shimon Elazar said in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Meir, in koisvinas Hashem, lo yam mokam agrar, v'lo yam mokam. What then is the option? You have to take the entire thing and you have to put it into Geniza. So the bottom line is, this is very much the segue into today's daf, five different opinions in what you do. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're goyrer, you're kois of the shame on the makam agrar, and you toil that other word. According to Rabbi Yossi, you toil of the shame. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, you do what Rabbi Yehuda said, but you don't have to do it through grira. You could do it by being meichek. According to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, you could be toil of the Shem, but only if it's the entire Shem, not if it's mixas of the Shem. Shimon Allah has sent the name of Ramei. There's no option anymore. You have to take the entire cloth. You have to be going as it, and you literally have to start all over again. The Gemara then brought that there was a discussion amongst the Amiram what exactly the halacha is. Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, the halacha is toilin as Hashem. Whose shita was that? Shita's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Shmuel, the halacha is Moichek Fekoisef. Whose shita was that? It was the shita of Rabbi Yitzchok. The Gemara asks, Vilema Mar Halacha Kemar, Umar Halacha Kemar. Why didn't Rabbi just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? And why didn't Rabbi Bar Bachana, the name of Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Shmuel, just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yitzchok? And the Gemara said, Mishum Da'afchilu. The reason is because there were people that used to confuse the names. There were people that had Rabbi Yitzchok's shita as Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yitzchok's, and could be they made a whole chong from all the five different shitas. Talk a little bit confusing. And it's for that reason to simply say the halacha is like Pliny, or the halacha is like Pliny. He really wouldn't get us that far. Therefore, they actually had a state, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, what exactly their opinion is. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with a statement that an Amora made. It was Rava Bar Chinina, in the name of Ula, in the name of Rav Chanina. The statement that he made was Halacha Kirab Shimon Shizuri. That was the statement. And the Gemara is going to have a very lengthy discussion, so lengthy it's going to take us all the way to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, as to which Shitas Rav Shimon Shizuri, Ravin Bar Chinin, in the name of Ul, the name Rav Chanin was referring to when he said Halacha Kirab Shimon Shizuri. And really, if you had to put a name to today's Daf, it would almost be Halacha Kirab Shimon Shizuri. I think that's what the title of the raid bite would be. Now, the question is, what shaykhis? What does this have to do with Masechtas Menachos, specifically the sugyas of Snam? It's because one of the five shitas that were just mentioned regarding Atoya B'Shem is the sheet of Reb Shimon Shizuri. And the Gemara's first stab at which shitas Reb Shimon Shizuri that Meiram were referring to when they said Allah Reb Shimon Shizuri is that Reb Shimon Shizuri, the Gemara is immediately going to reject it. Toich Kedei Dibur of the Gemara hypothesizing that that's maybe what was meant, the Gemara is going to reject it. But once we go down that road, we're going to take it literally through 80% of today's daf. And on that note, Zokt, the Heilige Gemara, Amar Ravin, Bar Chinina, Amar Ula, Amar Reb Chanina, Allah Reb Shimon Shizuri, Allah Reb Shimon Shizuri, V'lo Yoyd, he added, he doubled down, he said, every single time you find a sheet that's Reb Shimon Shizuri, we're going to see later in the daf, means whether it's in a Mishnah, Shana in a Mishnah, or even a Braisa, Shana in a Braisa, every single time there's a sheet that's Reb Shimon Shizuri, halacha k'moy say that halacha is like him. So again, Ravin Bar Chinina says in the name of Ulu, says in the name of Reb Chanina, that halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri, about something specific, you should know that halacha is always like Reb Shimon Shizuri. So the Gemara says, ahai, when Ravin Bar Chinina, Amar Ulu, Amar Reb Chanina, said halacha Reb Shimon Shizuri, what sheet that Reb Shimon Shizuri was he referring to? Now it's kedai to hit the pause button for a second. If you think about it, this question is purely semantics. It doesn't really matter. Because once he gave you the seifer, so there's no nafgamin al halacha, right? Because whether he meant this, that, or the other thing, all those Reb Shimon Shizuris, he holds halacha kamoisai, because that's what he meant when he said, so really, what we're going to learn now in this exercise, which is literally a whole daf gemara and shas, is not only a digression, but really it's lahagdol teira lahadira. It's semantics. It's just, I'd like to know the rest of the story. What exactly was he referring to? Because lemaisa, lemaisa, it doesn't matter, because kolmokim shashana Reb Shimon Shizuri halacha kamoisai is pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty inclusive. It's pretty straightforward. It means that any shitas Reb Shimon Shizuri you can come out with. And by the way, we're going to see a smorgasbord of shitas Reb Shimon Shizuris. The halacha is always going to be like it. But still, the Gemara wants to know that Iker statement. He was talking about something specific, and then he doubled down. He said, not just this, everything else. What is the this? So the Gemara says like this. Maybe it's the following. Reb Shimon Shizuri said, Kol Hashem kulay toilim. Miktasa yain toilin. It's Reb Shimon Shizuri of the aforementioned Braisa. Hatoya b'shem. So one of the five shitas was Reb Shimon Shizuri. He says you could be toil of the shem, but only the entire shem, not mixes of the shem. So maybe that's the halacha that he was discussing. But the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because we have a discussion amongst Amayram regarding who the halacha is in this braisa. Rav Chanan said, Amram in the name of Rav halacha toil of Hashem. Like Rabbi Yossi. For Rabbi Bar Bachan, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said, Halacha Moichik V'Koysev, like Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, if you're going to tell me that Ravin Bar Chinina, Amar Ula, Amar Rab Chanina, was a third opinion that was talking directly to this Braisa, then L'Chaira, Namid Leimo, we should have mentioned also the Shita of Ravin Bar Chinina Amar Ula Amar Rab Chanina, and that is the halacha is you could be toila the entire Shem, you can't be toila the mixas of the Shem. Meaning it's not mashma that this statement was said regarding this halacha, and the reason is because it seems like the Amiram, when they put together the Talmud Bavli, they aggregated the two statements of Amiram that they knew were opining regarding the halacha l'maisa of this braisa. And what they came up with was two, and they didn't come up with a third. Vaistoyis, there wasn't a third. If you're going to tell me that this statement was talking to this braisa, they should have had. Now, just to be clear, that's poshit, like we mentioned before we started this part of the Gemara, that according to Ravin Bar Chinina Amar Ula Amar Reb Chanina, the halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon Shizuri. But that's not a kasha, because the Gemara was aggregating all the different statements that were said specifically in this sugya. You have a klaliyistika idea that halacha is always like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, right? Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaveroi, Rabbi Yossi is Nimukayimai, halacha Kerebi Mechaveroi, halacha Kistam Mishnah, halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. There's always klali hashas that are going to be machri. Every brayis in the world, every mishnah, every machlik is tanam or amiram needs some sort of achra. Hence the Rambam, hence the Rif, hence the Rosh. Right, that's why we do what we do. It's all trying to be machri. But here we have with the chachamim put together the statements that they know were specifically said in this sugya. Nobody mentioned that anyone said clearly in this sugya that Allah like Shimon Shazuri said, it's not mash, but that's what he was referring to. Elaha, here comes a digression from the digression. Shimon Shazuri said, if you have an animal that's 5 years old and it's akering in the field, right? Chayrish means to aker. In English, it means to plow. Shchitas imay mitaharasa. The shchit of the mother is going to be mitaharit. Now, this halacha is a sugya in Masechta Schulen, Daf Ayin Dalit, and Perik Behema, Makasha, and it's discussing the well known concept of the Bempakua. What's a Bempakua? So, a Bempakua is where a female animal is slaughtered with a proper Shechita, and there was a baby, an Uber, that was inside the mother at the time of the Shechita. The halacha is, it's an unbelievable Chiddush, when that baby is born, we say that the Shechita of the mother was Metaher, the child, and as a result, it doesn't require its own Shechita. Stating that, there was a machloikis between Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Chachamim, whether this is something that works forever or it has a statute of limitations. The Chachamim said, as long as the baby is a baby, it works. But once it gets older and it's Chayrish already in the field, at that point, the only way you'll be able to eat from it is with a Shechita, because otherwise it's like a Marisayan problem. Clearly, it looks like you're violating the laws of Shechita. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no, afilu ben chamish shanim, v'chayrish besa. So maybe that's what Rav and Bar Chinin Amar Ula Amar Bchinin was referring to when he said Allah Rav Shem Shazuri. He was learning the sugis of Masechta Schulin, Perik Behema Mekasha, the idea of the Ben Pekua, and that's where he said his Allah. But the Gemara says it can't be either for the same reason. Called Intamar Allah Ziri Amar Bchinin Ziri. We have a Messiah said in the name of Reb Chanina, halacha like Reb Shimon Shazuri, the halacha is Reb Shimon Shazuri. V'im Isa, if you're going to tell me that Rav and Bar Chinin said in the name of Ula, in the name of Reb Chanina, that halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri in this case. Well, if that's the case, hunami lema, he should have said the same thing. Now, this is interesting because who's the one that said halacha Reb Shimon Shazuri? It was Reb Chanina, but it was Ziri Amar Reb Chanina. It's not Ravin Bar Chinina Amar Ula Amar Reb Chanina. The names matter, right? Elaha. So maybe it's something else. Barishayin Hayu Aimrim. And now we're going to Masechtas Gittin. So we went from Hilchis Stam to Masechta Schulin, the Ben Pekua, and now we're flying to Noshim Nezikin, a well-known halacha. So, Hayoitza Bekoiler, somebody was on death row, and he was being taken out to be killed. For Amr, he said, Kisvu get l'ishti, write a get to my wife. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitno. Not only should whoever heard this write the get, but they should actually give the get as well. Now, this is a chiddush. The reason this is a chiddush is because ordinarily, if somebody calls a sefer and he says, Kisvu get l'ishti, the guy can't become a shliach lo ilacha, say b'fanai nechta v'b'fanai nechtam, right, if he's coming from Medina Sayam, and go ahead and give the get on behalf of the husband. He was appointed to write the get, not to give the get. Right? Maybe this man wants to think about it a little bit. You have no right to go ahead and give it. In this case, we assume that if the person said Kisvu Gadla Ishti, he's about to be killed, he meant Kisvu Vitnu. Rashi says that the reason is because probably why is this person giving his wife a get? I mean, why end his life on such a low note? The reason, presumably, is because this person doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibum and get involved in Chalitza, Aguna issues. So like this, he gives her a get, and she's free now to go and marry anybody that she needs. The problem is she didn't say Tnu. The halacha is, we assume, umdana, that probably he meant to say Tnu. Why didn't he say Tnu? Because let's be honest, he's not exactly having the best day of his life. He's not in his perfect das right now. So we assume his omission of the word Tnu is just some sort of ta'os, and therefore, it's as if he made a shlichus, not only for ksivas aget, but for mesiras aget. Hareilu yichtavu v'yitnu. Chaz v'loim, the chacham double down on this. And they said, afa mefarish, even somebody that gets on a boat, and he goes to Medina Sayam, v'yoytze v'shiyara, who's someone and gets involved in a caravan, and before he left, he said, kisfu get l'ishti, it's kisfu v'tnu. Because again, we're assuming the person's putting his life at risk, right? These are two of the Arbat Srichan Lahoitis, and we're afraid that maybe this person in his mind is not sure if he's gonna ever come back. So, despite the fact that he didn't say Yitner, we assume he met Reb Shimon Shazuri. I mean, Reb Shimon Shazuri tripled down. He said, Afa Mesukin, even somebody who's a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana, he's in some state of Sakana. If he said Kisfu, he didn't say Tnu, the halacha is that we go ahead and we give the get. So this is another Reb Shimon Shazuri. So the Gemara says, maybe this is the Reb Shimon Shazuri that Ravin Bar Chinah Amar Ulam Reb Chanin was referring to when he said, Halacha Reb Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara says, I'll give you another one. So we have to hold that thought. We're going to get back to it. The Gemara is going to reject it. But for now, it's a possibility. And the Gemara says, let me tell you another possibility. And now we're flying from the laws of Gittin to the laws of Trumas Maisers. We're in Seyd Israel right now. So what's Trumas Maiser? So a Yid, Eretz Yisrael, field, Tfuah, 10%, Levi. The Levi has to take 10%, which is 1% from the gross amount, and he has to give it to a Kohen. It's what's known as Trumas Maiser. We're talking about Trumas Maiser Shel Demai. What's demai? Demai is if somebody buys pears from an Amma Aretz, so you have to be suspect that maybe the Amma Aretz wasn't mafresh the maestris. We know they used to be mafresh trumas, but maestris maybe not. Now, roiv Amma Aretz ma'asrenheim, it's only midrabbanon that Chazal said that you have to be careful. But because roiv Amma Aretz ma'asrenheim, and the whole institution of being mafresh from demai is rabbinic in nature, so there's a lot of kulos. Hakalon shebet demai, that's the first Mishnah Masechtas Demai. There's a lot of kulos that you find. We actually have Mishnayos Shiurim on Masechtas Demai, but there's a lot of kulos that you find when it comes to the world of demai. This is one of them. So trumas meiser shel demai. So we're talking about where somebody had purchased Paris from an Am Aretz. He has demai. He was mafresh meiser, and now he's mafresh the trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is like truma, right? Can't eat it. It's truma or trumas meiser. He's chayv misa b'dei shemai. Shechazru lam koima. And now it was nisarif together with chulin. So this person has a problem. The reason he has a problem is because it's in a taruvos. And now, assuming you don't have a sheer bittul, this knocks out the entire taruvos. So what do you do? Reb Shimon Shazuri, I'm Reb Shimon Shazuri said af b'chol shaya leiva oichle al pif. There's an eitzah. The eitzah says you can go to the Am Aretz and you can ask the Am Aretz, tell me, Rabid, did you give Maestris or not? If he says he gave Maestris, then take his word for it. And you could assume that really this Trumas Maestris was not real Trumas Maestris because he had already given Maestris. And as a result, the whole Taruvos is really going to be okay. And Reb Shimon Shazuri said, not only does this work, it works afilu b'chol. It works even in the weekdays. What's the chiddush? Because we know there's certain kulos in Hilchas Demai. It's a long Rashi here. There's certain kulos in Hilchas Demai when it comes to asking an Amma Aretz on Shabbos that we believe in. Because on Shabbos, even the Amma Aretz, because of the Ema of Shabbos, is not going to lie. But Reb Shimon Shazuri said, when it comes to the hefsid of a whole taruvas, where the trumas maisa of the Demai was Nesarev, ask Amma Aretz, afilu b'chol, meaning not only on Shabbos when you find already precedent that we trust Amma Aretz for certain sugyas, but afilu b'chol, this is going to be okay. But either way, says the Gemara, maybe when Ravin Bar Chinah Amar Ulam Rav Chanina said Alach Reb Shimon Shazuri, he meant either the Reb Shimon Shazuri Masechtas Gittin, where Reb Shimon Shazuri said Afa Mesukin, if he didn't say V'yitnu, we can go ahead and assume he meant it. Or maybe he meant Reb Shimon Shazuri in the sugyas of Demai, where Reb Shimon Shazuri says Trumas Maisa Shal Demai Shechazru Lam Koyma Af B'Chol Shoyaloi V'Oichloi Al Piv. But the Gemara says both of them can't be true. You know why? For the same reason that we rejected the initial attempts, because for itmar Allah, Amr Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon said, Allah Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Mesukin. Upechumas Maisa Shel Demai. The Im Yisuf, you're going to tell me that it's not just Rabbi Yechon that holds that way, but it was also Ravin Bar Chinina in the name of Ula, in the name of Rab Chanina, then who nami lema? We should have mentioned them. Why is it only Rabbi Yochanan? L'chayr, it's Rabbi Yochanan v'chaveray, Rab Chanina as well. So how come we didn't mention Rab Chanina? Must be, that's probably not what the halacha was said about. Rabbi Yochanan is the only one who opines specifically in those two Rab Shimon Shazuris. But as it relates to this memory that we have, it must be something else. So we're 0 for 4, says the Gemara. Ella, aha, maybe it means the following Rab Shimon Shazuri. And now we're going to move a little bit, but we're going to stay in the sugya of Seydes Roim. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa Roim, Mishum Rav Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa said the name of Rav Shimon Shazuri, Pul HaMitzri. If somebody has Pul HaMitzri, The English translation is an Egyptian bean. What exactly that is? Chvesnish. Ask a farmer. But Pula Mitzri Shazare Lizera, that somebody went ahead and he planted, and the reason he planted it was because he wanted its seed. Miktasai Hishrish Flame Rosh Hashanah. Part of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, Umiktasai Ach Rosh Hashanah, and part of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. Ain't Tarmi Mizalza. So you can't just go ahead and be Mafrish Trumas from one chelik of the Pula Mitzri crop to the other. The Fisha ain't Termino Meisrim, because you're not allowed to give Trumas or Meisrim. Lemin Achadash Alayashon. Or from the Yashan Al-Khadash. So one of the rules that govern Hilchas Trumas and Maisers is that there's a fiscal year. So for Tavshin Pei Hei, I need to use Tavshin Pei Hei produce. And for Tavshin Pei Vav, I have to use Tavshin Pei Vav produce. But if I take produce from Pei Hei and I use it as Truma for produce that grew in Pei Vav, it's not going to work and vice versa. You can't use Min HaKhadash Al-Yashan, Min HaYashan Al-Khadash. Hence, in this case, there's a little bit of an issue because this Pula Mitzri was Hishrish Miktsasi Lefnei Rosh Hashanah U Miktsasi Lacher Rosh Hashanah. The Lefnei Rosh Hashanah belongs to the previous year. The Lacher Rosh Hashanah belongs to the coming year. Now, if you want to learn this Amasha, who better? Pula Mitzri Shazari Lezera. Right? We're talking about where the Pula Mitzri was planted for what reason? It was planted for the purpose of seed. As opposed to what? As opposed to eat the vegetable. Lamai Nafkamina. Nafkamina is that in the world of Zeraim, if it was planted to eat the actual vegetable, so then you wouldn't go Basar Hashrasha, you would go Basar Likita, right? That's the rule when it comes to Chumas and Maizes. You rock this, you always go Basar Likita. So we wouldn't care if it was Hishrish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Hishrish Lacha Rosh Hashanah. What we would care is when the Likita happened. And as long as all the Likita happened after Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be fine. But the halacha is that when you're Zereya, it Lizera, so then it has a different din. Then it's Tali and the Hashrasha. So in this case, you have a little bit of a problem. So again, Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur is talking the name of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. He said, Ketzad Yaseh, Zavazamutin, Tzayvig Grani L'Taychi. What he should do is he should take his entire Geirin, meaning the Geirin sometimes was spread out all over the field. Take the entire Geirin, all the bundles and the ganze Geschäft that this guy has, and he should bring it all to one place, and he should mix it good. He should be ma'arav it yofa yofa. As she says, the nimtza, and then you should go ahead and be mapped chumas and maestris. And when you do that, we're going to assume it's okay because we're going to assume teirim u'maisim and achadish shabay ala achadish shabay u'men ayoshin shabay ala yoshin shabay. Meaning, what he's going to do is he's going to make one gezinta taruvus of chadash and yoshin, so that every single piece that you take out, we assume is made up of that proportion of Chadash and Yashan. It's like this, I could be mafish from one chelik on the other chelik. We're not concerned that this part that I picked up was Chadash, and now I'm going ahead and I'm pottering some of what's left over there, which is the Yashan. Either way, that's the Inyan. That's exactly what you're supposed to. Who said this? Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur in the name of Rabbi Shimon Shazur. The Gemara says, maybe that's what Rabin Bar Chanina Amar Ulam Rab Chanina meant when he said Allah Rab Shimon Shazur. Maybe he was referring to this Allah, but the Gemara says it can't be. So it's Allah Rab Shulman Chmini Amar Rab Yoichanan Allah Rab Shimon Shazur. Even Isa Unami Lema for the same exact reason. So the Gemara says Allah Rab Papa. Asheda. So Rav Papa said, I think it's negay the halacha of Sheda or Shida. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amra Yayin. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it's negay Yayin. What exactly are these halachas? That's Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Rav Papa Amra Shida. Rav Papa said it's negay the halacha of Shida. And this is going to take us now to a Mishnah Mesechtes Kalim. So we started in the laws of Stam, and from Stam we ended up in Mesechtes Chulin. From there we went to Gittin, and then we learned halachas related to Dmai. Then we learned halachas related to Maestris of Basa Hashrosha, Basa Likita, and now we're jumping over to a law related to Tyrus, specifically the Tyrus of Kalim. So this is the background that we need for this mission. It's very simple. It's one sentence, and that is a Kalim's Mekabel Tomo. But something that's so big that it's not moved is not Mekabel Tumah. The reason is because in the laws of Tumah, the Torah uses the word sak, and we say dum yad sak, right? This is the makar. And just like a sak is a davar hamitaltel, so too, the only time that halach is something's Mekabel Tumah is in the event that it's a davar hamitaltel. So the Mishnah on that note says, Hashita, let's say somebody has a box, a chest. It's very, very big. The question is it a keli or is it not a keli? We're trying to figure out, did it but get too big, so now it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah or not. B'shamay says, this is the rule. The rule is that if it's Machzik Memsa, so the halach is, it's not considered a Keli anymore. And as a result, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. If it's not Machzik Memsa, then it's a Keli. It is going to be Mekabel Tumah. Stating that, B'shamay says, when it comes to measuring, is a Machzik Memsa or not, this is how you figure it out. Nimdedes mi bifnim. You look at the inside of the container, meaning, can I fill memsa? Can I make a mikveh in here? Right? If I can fill memsa, then it's machzik memsa. It's not Mekabel Tumah. If I can't fill memsa, then it's not machzik mem, so it's still going to be a keli. Beisul says mi bachotz. Beisul says a gevaldige chiddush that you're not moideh mi b'fnem, you're moideh mi bachotz. Meaning you ask yourself, if I was able to put contents into the walls of this shita and inside the shita, would I be able to fill mem so? If the answer is yes, it's a big kula. So at that point, it's not considered a keli anymore, and therefore it's not going to be mekabel tumah. Says the Mishnah, umoidim elu ve'elu, both that assuming the shita stands on legs, then the thickness of the legs don't go into the cheshbin. Or if there's like a little crown, like a little miskeres, a little rim on the top of the shita, nimda, that's not included. Rabbi Yossi said, no, that Beis Shammai actually both agree that the Ovei HaRaglayim and the Ovei HaLevizvizin are Nimdad. Okay. Ubeineim ein Nimdad. However, what's in between the Raglayim, that empty space, there's nothing there. That chalol, that's in between the legs, let's say the legs are, I don't know, 3 tefachim. So you have 3 tefachim of empty space. That whole area is not going to be included. And what's in between the levizvizin is not going to be included as well. Reb Shimon Shizuri, I mean, this is obviously the punchline of this Mishnah. Im hayu raglayim gvoyos tefach. If the raglayim were a tefach tall, ein beinayim dimda, then I agree. What's in between is not going to be dimda vim lav. But let's say it's a tefach or less, or then already nimda. That it's going to be nimdad, and the reason is because it's like a lavot, right? It's so small, so we look at that chala as being part of the equation, and that's going to be nimdad. But Rav Papa said that this is another shita's Rav Shimon Shizuri in the 18th parak of Masechtas Kelim. I think that's what Ravin Bar Chinina in the name of Ul, in the name of Rav Chanina, was referring to. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, I think what he was referring to was a different Rav Shimon Shizuri. It's a Rav Shimon Shizuri related to Yayin, and this Rav Shimon Shizuri is also mentioned in the Mishnah. It's also in Seder Tyrus. In fact, it's in Masechtas Tyrus, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Not Ramea. Ramea says Shemen Tchilah LaOilam. Oil is always considered a Rishon LaTumah. So again, this goes back to the Yudches Dvarim. That's a long time ago in the Daf Yomi Machzer. But we know that Mashka is always a Rishon LaTumah, right? So even though Tumah has phases, Rishon, Cheni, Shlishi, Revi gets diluted, but a mashka, based on the Takanas Chazal, is always treated like a Rishon L'tumah. So Rameyer said, in terms of what types of mashka, shemen is included in the Takana mashka, and it's always considered a tchila. It's always considered a Rishon L'tumah. The Chachamim Ma'amim Afat Vash. Not only shemen, even Vash. I mean, you could have thought shemen is like a thicker type of mashka. It is. Chachamim say, you think shemen? I'll give you something even thicker, even dvash. I can hear dvash is like a meichel, not a mashka. Afilu hachi dvash is what? Reb Shimon Shizuri, Omer. Reb Shimon Shizuri said, afa yayin, even wine. Mar says, oil? Honey? Even wine? I mean, ein locha mashka. Pun intended, gedayla miyayin. So what are you talking about? The Gemara says, b'chlau detana kama sova yayin, like nobody holds yayin as out of mashka. Ema says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Shizuri, yayin, yayin. He wasn't coming to say afa yayin, but rather he was coming to say yayin as opposed to shemen, as opposed to dvash. But the bottom line is, Rav Papa says, you want to know which halacha Rav Barchin, Amar Ulam, Rav Barchin was referring to when he said Rav Shimon Shizuri, he was referring to Rav Shimon Shizuri of Shida. Nachman Yitzchak said he was referring to the Rav Shimon Shizuri of Yayin. Either way, we just spanned almost every Shita's Rav Shimon Shizuri that exists, stating that we're not finished with the sugi of Rav Shimon Shizuri. One more Maisa, Tanya, a Brais. Amar Rav Shimon said, Shizuri. That's a bad mistake. Tanya, let's do this again. Amar Rav Shimon Shizuri. Pamachas. Once upon a time, Nisarav li tevel b'chulin, right? So this is not a maisa, but a puritz and a krechme, right? This is a lamdisha maisa. So Rav Shimon Shizuri says, let me tell you a maisa that once happened to me. You're not going to believe it. One time, Nisarav li tevel b'chulin. I had tevel, and my tevel got all mixed up with chulin. Ubasi v'sha'alti es Rav Tarfon. And I went to the great Rav Tarfon to ask him what to do. Right? What do I do with my tevel that was nesar b'chulin? Now, the tiny bit of background that we need for this story slash brisa is that tevel midrabanan min b'minoy is never batal. So tevel, you would think, is batal. Oh, machal asur is a batal. Why should tevel be different? This is Takanas Chazal, min b'minoy, tevel is not batal. Okay, so Reb Shimon Shizuri said, once upon a time, I had tevel, and it was nesar b'chulin, and I went to Reb Tarfon, v'amali, and Reb Tarfon told me, there's a way to save all this chulin, there's a way to save this taruvis. He said, lech go, kach l'cham en ashuk, buy peiris from the shuk. Make sure it's an Amaretz. If the Moich is not an Amaretz, it's not going to work. Buy from the Shuk, buy from an Amaretz. And use that to be Ma'aser, Va'aser Olav. And like this, it's going to be okay. Which his head is his help. This is the Gemara explains. Kasavar, the reason is as follows. Because Rav Tarfon was of the opinion that the Eraisa Beruba bottle, because really, Tevel, that's the Sarev with Chulin, mid the Eraisa is bottle, right? It's only mid the Rabbanan that it's not bottle. Which means the problem that you have right now in this Taruvis is a rabbinic problem in nature. You have a Taruvis right now that has in it Tevel Midrabanan, right? There's no Tevel Midrabanan because the Tevel that's there Midrabanan was Batel. Again, the underlying Tevel is Midrabanan, but being that it's Batel, so really Midrabanan, you don't have anything. So what you have then is the Tevel that Midrabanan is not Batel, which means it's a Tevel Midrabanan. Okay, V'roi V'Ame'ores Ma'asrin Hei. And he also is of the opinion that the Ame'ores, as much as they were chashid on Ma'asrin, but Roi V'Ame'ores were really Ma'asr. Which means that, again, Midday Rice, you could go Basir Roi, you could assume that there's no Chiv to be Ma'afrish Ma'asrin for something you buy from an Ame'ores. What's the Chiv Ma'asrin? It's a Chiv Midrabanan. Oh, so basically you have two things that are part of Midday Rice, only Chayim Midrabanan. That's why it's going to work. So the Gemara challenged this Maisa. The Gemara said, "Lemele, why did Reb Tarfon tell Reb Shimon Shizuri a little bit differently? He should have told him Kachman Oivik Chafim. He should have said, you don't have to buy Dafka from Amaretz, buy from a guy. Meaning, he told him, buy from the Amaretz. It sounds like that's the only way this is going to work. Right? If you buy from a Shiny Yid, of course it's not going to work. Because that's not Chayvin Maisis at all. It's not even Chayim Midrabanan. But L'chayr, there was an Eitz that you could buy it from a guy, right? The guy also wasn't Mafresh Meisris. So the Gemara says, Kosover ain't kin you live kechavim beretz Yisrael leafkia miyad Meisr. Pshat is because the guy doesn't have the ability to be mafkia miyad Meisr. And the guy for sure wasn't Mafresh Meisr. The havali menachiv al aptor. So that's what relates to the guy. That's menachiv al aptor. And it's for that reason this is not going to work. So therefore, you don't like this. If you're going to buy from a yid, that's an upgehit in a mensch, it's not going to work because that's not chayiv and Meisr at all. If you're going to buy from a guy, he's chayiv and Meisr midei rice. If you buy from an Amaretz, he's you are patim midei raisa chayim midrabanan, which is exactly the status as of your taruvos. Like this, you're being toyrim and aptor al aptor. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. Ikadamri, some had a different version, the exact opposite of the way we just mentioned this story. On my way, Reb Shimon Shizuri went to Reb Tarfon. So Reb Tarfon told him, "Kach menoviv kechavim." The Eitzah was go buy from a guy. Kasavar, why did you tell him buy from a guy? Because he holds the Eish kinyelovik kechavim beretz Yisrael afkiyam yad ma'aser. Because he holds that a guy really has the ability to afkiyam yad ma'aser. It means midday raisa, anything that grows in the field of a guy is not chayiv ma'aser. Stating that the Rabbanon said you should go ahead and be mafrish ma'asers. Kum techoyz that Tevel, that fool, is chayv and maizis midrabanon. Your taruvis is also chayv and maizis midrabanon. Why? Because mit dairaisa beruba batol, v'havalim and aptor, laptor, it's going to be okay. Here the Gemara asks the other way. V'lei malay, why didn't Reb Tarfon tell him, kach me'ashok, go buy from the shok, buy from the amaretz, roi v'amayaretz ma'asrim, sekeh midairaisi in achayv, only chayv midrabanon, your taruvis is also chayv midrabanon, it's going to be aptor and aptor. The answer is, kasavah, ain't roi v'amayaretz ma'asrim. He held that roi v'amayaretz not ma'asrim, even though we take for granted roi v'amayaretz ma'asrim. Apparently, this was not something that was universally accepted. There was some debate about that, and it's for that reason. Lav dafka zok the Gemara. Sholach le Rav Yemer bar Shlamya le Rapap. Rav Yemer bar Shlamya sent the following question to Rapap. Hold on, my Rav and Barchina, my Ulam Rav Chani, Lach Rav Shimon Shazuri. This that Rav and Barchina send the name of Ulam Rav Chani, Lach Rav Shimon Shazuri. And he said not just that. Elokam Makam Shoshana Rav Shimon Shazuri Alach Kamoisa. Right, he doubled down and he said any time Rav Shimon Shazuri ever said anything, did he mean it even with regards to this halacha? Or did he not mean it even with regards to this halacha? Now, what would even be the hava meaning that he didn't mean it with regards to this halacha? So I think the pashut pshat of the Gemara is because it wasn't really his halacha. He was saying what Reb Tarfon told him. But either way, this was the question. Amalei, so he told him in, right? He said, yes, the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazur, even in this case. Rav Ashi said that I related this exchange to Marzutra. And when I told it to him, this is what he told me. Koshaba Reb Chanina Misura. The Reb Chanina Misura was very bothered by this exchange. He said, Pshita. He said, it's Pashat that Halacha would be like Reb Shimon Shazuri in this case. Why? Because Mikomar B'Mishnah Seinu. Did it say anywhere, Kalmakim Shashana Reb Shimon Shazuri B'Mishnah Seinu? Kalmakim Shashana Komar. And if you take a look at the top Rashi, the Mashma Mishnah V'Loi Braisa. And there's no reason to assume that this would have been. And he did. different. Now, we explained that maybe the reason there was a Hava Mina that this was different is because it wasn't Rav Shimon Shazuri's halacha. It was more Rav Tarfon's halacha. But you see from the way that Amiram discussed that was never the Shaila. The Shaila was something else. The Shaila was, this is a Brais, it's not a Mishnah. Everything we mentioned until now were it's not even important because we're focusing on the Seifa. Kol Makim Sheshana B'Mishnah. So he said, had he said B'Mishnah Taka or B'Mishnah Seinu, so then there would have been a Hava Mina that maybe it means Mishnah. But being that he said Shana, and the word Shana means Loishna Mishnah, Loishna Braisa, it's for that reason it was Pasha, and he didn't even understand why the Amiram were discussing this issue. That Chilik, that maybe because it's Rav Tarfon's Psak, not really Rav Shimon Shazuri's Psak, that to them was Loimayav Loimayav. Either way, this concludes, like we said, 80% of the Daf, and that is the primary topic of the daf, which was Reb Shimon Shazuri. Why are we talking about Reb Shimon Shazuri? Because he was one of the five sheetas that we had regarding Hatoya B'Shem, what exactly you're supposed to do. And then we had this cryptic statement, Amar Ravin Bar Chinin, Amar Ula, Amar Abchanina, Allah Reb Shimon Shazuri, V'loyoyd, which we said, really, once he said the V'loyoyd, it really doesn't matter. Like we saw at the end of the Gemara, Leishna Mishnah, Leishna Brais, that Allah is always going to be that way. But which halacha was he referring to? We went through literally kala teira kula al regalachas in 35 minutes, a whole bunch of different Shimon Shazuris. We now return to our regular program, which is halachas related to say fetayra tefillin umezuzah. Zok tigmar amar rab zeira, amar rab chananel, amar rav. When it comes to a say fetayra kera, what would be if there's a tear in the gillion of the say fetayra? So we gotta be careful. The tear is in the gillion. Right, the top, the bottom, but it's in the gillion of the Sefer Torah, the margins. So if it's above b'shnei shitin, if it penetrates two lines into the actual ksav, yitfar, you're allowed to just sew it up. B'shalosh, but if it penetrates three lines, al yitfar, you're not allowed to go and sew it. Amalei Rabba Zuti l'Rav Ashi. Rabba Zuti told Rav Ashi, hachi amar Rav Yirmiyah Midifti. I'll tell you what I heard from Yirmiyah Midifti. Mishmei de Rava, a lot of names in today's daf, in the name of Rava, hadamina b'shalosh al yitfar. This is what we said, that when it comes to three lines, you're not allowed to be toifer. Le'yamar, and that's only true. Elabat tikta, if it's an old Sefer Torah, avachad et ales lambad, but if it's a new Sefer Torah, then no worries, you don't have to worry about it. Rashi says, an old Sefer Torah that gets stitched up doesn't look nice. And it's a chsarin and hider mitzvah. As opposed to a new Sefer Torah that gets stitched up, there's not such chsarin and hider mitzvah. As a result, it's not going to be an issue. He continued. He said, V'leya tikta tikta mamish. He said, by the way, when I'm qualifying and I'm saying it's totally new and old, old doesn't mean old. And new doesn't mean new. Okay, so if old is not old and new is not new, so why are you making it totally an old and new? And what does old yeah mean? And what does new not mean? We know what it doesn't mean. But what does it mean, right? Ella, hadalei afitzon, hadafitzon, right? Every time you learn a sugi of klaf, you end up with the afitzon. So what exactly are the afitzon? So one of the things that they used to use to process the hides is they used to process it with gall nuts, right? That was one of the things that they used to use. Now, when they used to process it, it would make it look a little dark. You put this dark thing on it, and it made it look a little dark, which made it look old. So really, I don't care if it's new or old. It doesn't matter if the Achnas Sefer Torah was this Sunday, or if it was in Tavshin Lama Gimel. It makes zero difference. What matters is does it look old or does it look new? Because really what this is tali in, it's tali in the Inyan of Hidr Mitzvah, and if it's going to be Mahudr, then it's going to be fine. If it's not going to be Mahudr, then it's not going to be fine. Additionally, Vahani Mili, even when we say that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to sew this Sefer Torah, you're only allowed to sew Begidin using sinews, Avo Begrodin. But if you want to just sew it the way somebody would sew a Begad, like the way a weaver would weave, loy, in that case, it's not going to be okay. And the reason is because there's a halacha that when the Seifrin, they stitch together the different Uriahs, they have to use Gidin. It's halacha l'moyeshim Sinai. So Kamash on this Gemara, that's true when you sew together the original areas, and it's also true when you're going ahead and you're sewing together these holes that you have inside the actual Yuri. But Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abba, we have two shailas regarding this halacha. Bein daf ledaf, what would be if the tier is between dafin? Meaning, maybe we're more lenient when it's between dafin. If it's in the actual daf, two sheetin, three sheetin, but if it's mamish in between the daf and there's no words over there, bechlal, so maybe over there it's more kuladig, or bein shita l'shita. Now, what would be if it's bein shita l'shita? From Rashi, it sounds a little bit like the shaila is that bein shita l'shita could be even a tiny tear is going to be a problem. Meaning, bein shita l'shita means it's a horizontal tear. So it could be even any little thing, right? It's a different shear at that point because it's not going up, so you don't have two sheetin, three sheetin. So what do you do? Maybe even a little bit is a problem. Is there some other shita? And the Gemara says regarding both of these shailas, teiku d'alachas teiku. Just one halacha that the Rishonim speak out, the Rosh, And that is that this whole shaila of if it goes up two sheitin, three sheitin, you could sew it, not sew it, this is only true if it didn't actually touch the oisis. Once it touches the oisis, to sew together oisis, no such thing. Can't sew an ois, you have to be goyer, you have to be meichik, that's a whole different shulchan aruch of what exactly you do. We're talking about where only the margins tore, but it's just the shear of how much margin is allowed to tear, in which case it's still going to be okay. Let's learn a little bit more Gemara. So this next Gemara, and really a lot of the next Gemaras that we're going to learn, are going to discuss Hilchas Mezuzah. We're just going to make a little bit of a psicha. Amar Ziri, Amar Rav Chananel. So Rav Ziri is saying the name of Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, tracing itself like so many halachas and shas to the great Amar Rav. Mezuzah, Jekos Veshtayim, Shtayim, Cher. If somebody, a Seif, is writing a Mezuzah, and he puts two words on a line, so he made very narrow shurois. So Seif Torah has a gan. So Shulchan Aruch, we saw in yesterday's daf, but how exactly you, how wide, how narrow the lines are going to be. But over here, we're dealing with a mezuzah, and he made just literally two words on a line. So the halach is it's going to be kash. What would be if he has two words on one line, the next one has three words, the next one has one? It's shtickle all over the place. What's dalach? I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, "Kol shkein, it's going to be kosher." Sha'asa kishira, not kishira. Sha'asa kishira. He made it like the shira. Zok Rashi da az yasher Moshe. It's like the shira of Asher Moshe, right? If you ever look in the Sefer Torah, sheshita achas arucha, veshita achas ktsara, she'in memali kol ashita. Right? We know the shira is written a little differently in the Sefer Torah. So he made it like the shira. Even in the Sefer Torah, that's a kosher mahalach. So for sure, this is something that's going to be okay. Meisvei feit the Gemara kasha. From a price, I saw Kishira in the event that it was made like a Shira. Oi, Shira Kamoisa. Or if the Shira was made Kamoisa. So we're talking about a Sefer Torah. So you took a chelik of the Sefer Torah that's not supposed to be written like the Shira, and you wrote it like the Shira. Or you took the Shira and you wrote it the way the rest of the Sefer Torah is written. So it's going to be possible. Furisha. Braisa that says it's possible. And for the Gemara, it's not Shver Kitanya, it's a Sefer Torah. That's talking about a Sefer Torah, right? Clearly talking about a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah and a Chinami, you have to make the Shira like the Shira and the rest like the rest. But when it comes to the Mezuzah, there it's going to be different. Itmanami, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rab Yoichan, Amrilo, Amar Rab Acha, Bar Barchana, Amar Rab Yoichan. I get a lot of names. Mezuzah, Shasa, Shtayim, Vesholish, Vachas, Ksheiro. If a person makes the Mezuzah two, then three, then one, it's going to be kosher. Ubilvad, this is going to sound a little surprising. Shloya Sena Kukuba. You shouldn't make it like a kuba. So Rashi gives you a picture of what a kuba is, like a tent, where you have one, then two on the bottom, and three underneath it. It's right? Like a triangle, like a pyramid. So that's going to be a problem. Additionally, b'vad shaliyah senek hazanav, you shouldn't make it like a zanav. That's the exact opposite, where the top line has three, and then two on bottom, and one on bottom of that. So that it's the inverted pyramid, those two things are not going to be okay. A little bit of a chiddush, because you remember from yesterday's daf, the last daf of the Sefer Torah maybe is even allowed to be written that way. But a mezuzah le'yasena kekuba, ve'le'yasena kezonav, and it's for that reason those two things are not going to be okay, and we're going to exhale. We're going to stop here. So as it relates to Reid, going back to something that we spoke about yesterday, and that is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says, B'shosha ala moitsha lamarim. Now, why were we discussing the Gemara Masechta Shabbos of B'shosha ala moitsha lamarim? Because we had the Gemara here in Menachas Chavtes Amid Beis, which discussed B'shosha ala moitsha lamarim. And the truth is, there are many Gemaras in Shas that discuss B'shosha ala moitsha lamarim. But as it relates specifically to that Gemara, the Gemara says, B'shosha ala moitsha lamarim. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up lamarim, and the Malachi Ashari saw him there, and they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Mali Yalud Isha Beinenu. Right? What's a human being doing up here in Shemayim? And Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malachi Asharis, the Kabbal Teirba. He came to be Mekabel the Torah. So Malachi Asharis told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chem de Genuza, that's been by you 974 Deiros Kaidim Brias HaOlam. You want to give right now to Basav Adam, Ma Enosh Kisif Kerenu, Uven Adam Kisif Kedenu, right? The Torah belongs by Shemayim. It's inappropriate for the Torah to come down to this world. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, he was very, very tzishrokin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe and he says, answer them. He said, I'm afraid because of the Hevel PM. I'm afraid I'm going to burn from it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Achiz b'chisei kvoidi, grab onto my kisei hakovet, v'achzer lehem tshuva, and give them a tshuva. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes to work and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, tell the Malachi Asharis, what does it say in the Torah? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzei Sicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu returns to the Malachim and says, tell me, were you in Mitzrayim? Were you taken out? Obviously the Torah wasn't meant for you. Ma'od k'siv bei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through all of the Ten Commandments, and Moshe Rabbeinu proves, just based on the words of the Ten Commandments, that they're meant for people that live in this world, people that went to Mitzrayim, people that have kinna, people that live amongst Tov T'Kechavim, people that transact in business and might be tempted to be Oiva Loisis Hashem Hashem Alekech Alashav, people that have a father and a mother, people that work 6 days so they have to rest the seventh. Clearly the Torah wasn't meant for you, and at the end, the Malachi Asharas come around and the Moida that Enochinami, the Torah belongs by human beings down here on planet Earth. And we mentioned, just thinking out loud, when exactly did this story take place? B'shasha ala Moshe Lamar. I mean, at first glance, it sounds like from the Gemara it took place before the Yidden received the Torah. Right? The Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Yilut Isha Beinenu, and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, L'kabel Torah ba? And they're telling, why are you giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael? I think the Torah should be here. So it sounds like the Torah wasn't given yet, it wasn't received yet, and it's somewhere before Mantai, and that sort of makes a lot of sense. There's a Shaila now, or maybe a foregone conclusion, but regardless, the Torah is going to be given to Klal Yisrael, hasn't been given yet, and the Malachi Asharis are putting up a last fight. They're trying to maintain the Torah. They're trying to keep it for themselves. The problem is, it's not clear anywhere from the Psukei HaTorah that Moshe Rabbeinu was ever Ola L'Marim before Maimed Har Sinai. Now we know Moshe Rabbeinu was for sure Ola L'Marim after the Torah was received. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, he goes to the top of the mountain, which Chazal understood meant he was Nigash al Arafel. He mamish went to the place where the Malachim are. Lechem le'achalti yomayim le'shasisi. Right, you learn from here that you're always supposed to follow the local customs. So if you're in a place where no one's eating and nobody's drinking, you don't eat and you don't drink. And Moshe Rabbeinu spends 40 days and 40 nights there. And then he comes back a little bit late, the Chet Egel, and of course, the rest is history. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be Mekabel Torah, and he learned Torah with the Yebishta. And all the different chazals that talk about how Moshe Rabbeinu used to forget the learning until the Eibishter gave it to him in Matana. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. But before Mantaira, where do you find anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim? We said the closest thing that we were able to find is that the Pasuk says, right in the beginning of B'chodesh HaShlishi, this is in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Gimel, U'moshe Olo Elo Elokim. This took place on the second day of Sivan. Kol Aliyosav V'Bashkama, U'moshe Olo Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. The problem is, the Ramban says, Rochel Bitcha Aktano, that what it means is he went towards the top of the mountain, but he didn't actually go anywhere. He was on the mountain, the Shechinah came down, because the cloud, the Vulcan was covering Har Sinai already from B'chodesh HaShlishi, and there was some communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, but he didn't enter anywhere. We said that Ben Ezra says it more mefurish. He says, V'loy nichnas al ha-shamayim. He did not enter Shemayim. So L'chura, this is the one pasuk that you have. And if this pasuk doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, so where do you find anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim? The truth is, we misspoke a little bit, because there is another pasuk that maybe sounds a little bit like Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim even before the Torah was given. And that is right after the Aseres HaDibros. So the Torah says that the Yidden saw the Koilos and the Lapidim, the Koilos Shofer, the Har Oshen. They got very, very scared and they stood from a distance. And they told Moshe, Daber Ato Imanu, we'd prefer that you tell us the Torah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, no, there's two good reasons. We spoke at the Bar Benel, that last read by the Parshas Yisrael. There's a third good reason as well. Regardless, the Yidden said, okay, we're willing to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Am stood from a distance. And Moshe Rabbeinu entered the Arafel, which is where Elikim was. So we have a pasuk that mentions Umoshe Nigash al Araf. Now, this pasuk is mentioned where? It's mentioned after the Aseres HaDibros. But we made a big deal about the Ramban that says in Muktem Mu'ocha BaTorah. And really, this took place before the Aseres HaDibros. So L'chair, we have a pasuk that says Umoshe Nigash al Araf, which again, way above my pay grade, what exactly that means. But it certainly sounds a little bit like he was all Amaroi. And this pasuk, the way the Ramban learned in Muktem Mu'ocha BaTorah, is talking about Matan Torah. And if that's the case, so it sounds like before Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went to that ruffle. And the truth is, it would be very geschmack in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. It sounds like this is it. Mamish, this is the 11th hour, right? After all the days, and they see everything, and they don't want it. And now Moshe Rabbeinu's Nigash Allah Rafael, and now it's on the Malachim see him, and Mali Yiludisha Beinenu. Oh, the Kabbal Torah, but he's going to get it this second. This is Mam, you have what's going on. Everybody is in their seat, Mamish, at the edge of their seat. They're waiting for this to go down, and all of a sudden, there's this gross of Ikuach. So, Lachar, if you had to take that Gemara and Shabbos and place it somewhere, I think it's so geschmack. This would be the place that you would nail it, right? So, L'chaira, it's a mikra mole. Now, it's a little tricky because you have to remember the Ramban, who actually doesn't say Emuk Demuch HaTorah, the Ramban says it. But the Ramban is the Ramban, and he says Emuk Demuch HaTorah. It would be very geschmack to say that the Gemara Shabbos Peches is Umoshe Nigash Allah HaRafel Al Pi HaRamban that Emuk Demuch HaTorah. There's one problem. You know what the problem is? The Ramban. If you take a look at the Ramban, that long Ramban where he talks about Ein Mukta Mukha Batayr, just listen to one line. He says, Umoshe Nigash Allah Rafal Ashashom Elikim, Loi Ba Betaychai. He said, but he didn't enter it yet. For us, Dibra Elikim, Asara Sadibras, he still did not enter it. The real Umoshe Nigash Allah Rafal, that Indian is not going to happen until later. L'chayr, the Ramban addressed it, Mefurish, and he added three words that were almost not necessary to add. He did not enter that Rafael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is still L'chayra where he had been for the 6 days. He's up El HaRafael. He's getting close. But he's Loi Nigesh El HaRafael, says the Ramban. Even though the Pasuk says, yeah, Nigesh means like Vayigash, right? Vayigash El of Yehuda. What, he punched him in the nose? No, but he got pretty close, right? The noses were touching, maybe. He got very, very close, but he didn't take him out, right? That's not what happened. Umoshe Nigesh El HaRafael. And it's a denated. He got really, really close. Abu Loi Babetoyche Zakhtaman. Doesn't say Vayovay El HaRafael. Nigesh El HaRafael. He got close, but he wasn't physically there. But I'll call upon him if that's the case. I think we're back to where we were. Just from the psukim, learning it with the Rishonim, it doesn't say anywhere that Moshe was Olal HaMoreh before Maimed Har Sinai. He's going to the mountain. Everyone's watching from a distance, but L'chura, then how do you make sense of that Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, talking about after Matan Torah, the Kabbal Torah, but you got the Torah already. You're giving it to the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael received the Torah already. It's a little bit... And again, even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't receive the entire Torah in Har Sinai, but fart, that Gemara sounds more like it's Kodem HaMaisa, not La'achra HaMaisa. I think it's a little bit of an art. So just to mention one mahalach, and that is Tiyodua in Brisk, that they say over from the Beis Halevi, and it's printed in Beis Halevi Al HaTorah in Parshas Yisroel, that the Beis Halevi asked the kasha that really everybody asks, and that is, how do you understand Pashup Shad in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos? The Malachim actually had a Havamina that the Torah doesn't belong by Basav Adam, it belongs to them. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina? I mean, it wasn't exactly a Chaba Reb Kiva Eger's Hashem Yareinai. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I just read the verses of the Torah. Let's start from the first of the Aseres Hadibros. Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha Asher Yitzeichem Eretz Mitzrayim Yibeis Havadim. What? Were you in Mitzrayim? Were you in the Beis Havadim? Did you go out of Mitzrayim? It's clearly not meant for you. You live amongst Avodah Zarah, that you need to be warned not to engage in Avodah Zarah. That plays it out by business. You don't transact in business. You don't work for 6 days. You don't have a father. It's poshut. What exactly was the Havamina of the Malachim that the Malachim thought that really the Torah should belong by them? So the Beis Halevi said, Adav Acharef. The Beis Halevi said, that's poshut. That the Malachi Asharis understood that the Torah belongs by Basavadam. That was never a Shaila. They knew that the Torah belongs by Basav Adam. But we know that there's a principle called Torah Leib HaShemayim. What does it mean, Torah Leib HaShemayim? It means that we, Bnei Adam, Basav Adam, we're the Balabatim on Torah. This is something that we're Bailam on. We get to determine the Amitas HaTorah. Achri Rabban Lahatai says that if there's a Bezdin on this world of 23 mortals, and Rav of them say one way, and Amit says the other way, the Halacha is Kavua based on what these mortals think. Even though it's possible that in Shemayim, there's a Sharnun of Chachma, and there's an infinite wisdom that people on this world have no Shaiches to. But when Klai Yisrael and the Kabbal the Torah, what we got was not just access to the Torah, we got Bailus over the Torah. We're Balabas on the Torah. Torah. And we get to determine what's right and what's wrong. And that's why the sugis in Shas, where you find there was a machlikis between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Beis Din Shamayla. And when it comes to halacha, we don't even care, right? The suffix, if the Baharis came first, or the Seyalavim came first, the Reid, Bava Metzia Peivav, with Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Vadvar Matikin, this is something that's scattered throughout Shas. But the bottom line is, it said the Beis HaLevi, that we know Torah is Leib HaShemayim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael was bailus, he gave them shlit over the Torah. And it was that bailus, it was that shlita that the Malachim were fighting for. They knew the Torah has to come down to this world. There was never a havamina that the Torah wasn't going to come down to this world. It was Pashat, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Tzisicha, Me'aretz Mitzrayim, Be'beis Avodim. And even though you could be mefarish the psukim al pi soid, and al pi remez, and al pi drosh, and there could be hundreds and thousands and an infinite amount of pshatim, of soide soides, like you find in Svarim HaKadosh in regards to all psukim in the Torah. That's fine. But ein mikra yoytzim edip shutai, there's also a pshat. And the pshat says that it belongs by us. Good, all the soides means it belongs by you. But the pshat means it belongs by us. So there was never a havamina, said the Beis HaLevi, in their minds, that the Yidden weren't going to receive the Torah. What was the havamina? The havamina was, mecha teisa, they should be bailim on the Torah. And the Malachim understood when the Eibishter told them, Mali lo isha beinenu, lekabel Torah ba, that what they meant was they're coming to actually be mekabel the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take the Torah, and when Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Torah, he's going to be the Bailam on the Torah. We always speak out from the Goyen, that the Gemara says, Shaloikim midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basav Adam. Ordinarily, if somebody sells something to somebody else, so the Moicher is always Atzev, and the Lekeach is Sameach. But when it comes to the Torah, it's not that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is besimcha, just like the Lekeach is besimcha. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nosati lochem teirasi al yazoivu. And the Goyen asks, ki yodua, he says, I understand, no shaykhis. When somebody sells something, so the Moichet doesn't have the thing that he sold. That's why he's ungesetz. That's why he's depressed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. He lost the Torah. Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the Torah, says the Goyen, yeah. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, in Matan Torah was Torah Lei B'Shamayimi. Then now the Torah is not going to be B'Shamayim. Said Eibush is the Meicher. But Afilu Hachi, the Meicher Sameach. Shenemar, Kilekach Toiv Nasati Lechem Teirasi Al Tazoivu. It's that component of Kabbalah Satera that the Malachi Ashoris were contesting. That's what was going on. Now, Bris, they say over that someone asked the Griz, if that's the case, so what was the response of Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Moshe Rabbeinu retort? What did he come back with? It says in the Torah, Noichi Hashem Alekech Asher Tzisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. We know that, but Torah Lei B'Shamayim. We still got to determine if there's a suffix, if the Seir Lovin came first, or if the Baharis came first, what exactly the halacha is going to be. Why does that mechayit that the Torah should be by you? So for that, Rishkor Rav Shtal Tzua Gemara. The Gemara Masech Tzivam Yivam Mestav Kuf Tesam Adbeis. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi said, Kolo Oimer Ein Loi Torah, Ein Loi Torah. If somebody says, I'm not going to learn Torah, you're not going to get schar for limud haTorah. So the Gemara says, this might be the most obvious statement anyone ever said in Shas. Says the Gemara, Pshita, if someone says, I'm not going to learn Torah, you should know. Oh, you don't learn Torah, you're not going to get schar for learning Torah. Maybe it's a chiddush, by the way. But if somebody says, ein loy Torah, ein loy Torah. Faith the Gemara, Pshita. So the Gemara says, oh, kolayimer, ein loy Torah. Ein loy ela Torah, ein loy ela Torah. If somebody says, I'm only going to learn Torah, I'm not going to do any mitzvahs, you're going to only get schar for learning Torah. Mar says, that's also Pashat. Mar says, Eli, you know what it must mean? That filu Torah ain't like. If somebody says, I'm only going to learn Torah, I'm not going to do mitzvahs, you're not even going to have Torah. Said the Brisker Rav, Pashat, you learn the Gemara. The Gemara means that if somebody says, I'm only going to learn Torah, I'm not going to do mitzvahs, you're not even going to get schar for learning Torah. You can't just learn Torah and not do mitzvahs, right? You have to do mitzvahs also. But the Biskarov said, what does it mean, afilu Torah ein loy? If someone says, I'm going to learn Torah, but I'm not going to do mitzvahs, it's going to be chaser in your kinyan haTorah. In order to have a shleimus to get kinyan haTorah, said the Biskarov, you have to learn Torah and you have to do mitzvahs. But if somebody says, ain't li ela Torah, all I'm going to do is learn Torah, afilu Torah ein loy, you're not going to have a kiyum in Torah. So the Biskarov said, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's response was. You want the Torah to be by you because you feel you can come through to the Amitas HaTorah. You're someone that can learn Torah, but you can't be Mekayim the Torah. V'chala Omer, ein li ela Torah, afilu Torah ein loy, you don't have a kiyum HaTorah. You don't have a shleimus in your kinyan of Torah. You can't be the one that's going to be machriya, whether the halacha should be tamer, tara, kosher, or basel. And it's for that reason, said the Bris Kerov, that was the fire of the Geteretz. But I'll upon him, in Bris, they would Pesach a shar for us to have a whole different Havana in the Gemara Masech Shabbos Daf Peches. The Shakl of a time in that Gemara Masech Shabbos is not sure the Yidden received the Torah, she did not receive the Torah. It's not what's going on over there. It was Pasha to the Malachim that the Yidden should receive the Torah. The Shaila was, who should be Balabas on the Torah? Who's Bailam on the Torah? Whose lumdus is the lumdus that's going to be machria, the amitus of the Torah? That was the shakla v'tayah. The malachim tayned, you're giving it to your Lord Isha? Doesn't make any sense. Ma enoish kisis kirenu ven adam kisif kidenu. I understand they have a sheikhis to Torah, because the pshutei shalmikra of the Torah only belongs by them. But how could it be that an enoish, a ben adam, is going to be the machria? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, achoyz b'chisei kvoyde v'aneilem tshuva. And you know what the tshuva was? Because you can learn Torah on a thousand, million, billion, trillion levels greater than we could ever understand it. But at the same time, you know what you can't do? You can't keep the Torah. You can't honor a father and a mother. You can't be oymed b'nisayim. You can't overcome your natural tendency of being jealous of somebody else. You can't overcome a loy sachma. It's not something you can do, right? You can't rest on a Shabbos, shut your mind off from everything you have going on in your life, and try to be messianic with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not something that you're shayach to. Only we could do that. And it's dafka the ones that can not only learn the Torah, but observe the Torah, that can have a proper kinyan HaTorah. Because kalo oymer ein li ela Torah, yevamos kuftas on the days, afilu Torah ein li se felt them in the ikar kinyan HaTorah. But the point is, the punchline is, that vikuach was never about whether the Yidden should get the Torah or not. The Yidden were going to get the Torah regardless. The Yidden had gotten the Torah already. That wasn't the Shaila. The Yidden had received the Torah. The Noisa now was something else. The Noisa was, who's going to be Balabas on Torah? When the Eivishter revealed himself at Har Sinai and said, at that point, was there Dafka Hachra that Yidden are going to be Balabas on Torah? That! The Beis Halevi was Megalutas, is what's going on behind the scenes, literally, in that Gemara over there in Shabbos Peches. That's not a stira bechlau to the timeline of what happened. I think when you learn the Chumash, it's very mashman that the Bashar Shalom Marim is in tandem and in sync with all the Bashar Shalom Shalom Marim, which are all talking about after Maimon Har Sinai. It's the same Shah that Moshe was Allah Marim. I from the Gemara, that's already a whole different Indian, Kimavur in Beis Brisk. I think maybe there's a little bit of emes to it. Again, this is something that requires a little bit of shikul hadas, just putting it out there. Tein lechachem v'yech genoid, but ulai, this is the amitas ha'inyan.